Hello and welcome. It's hour number two of the Maller Show. A conversation about Aaron Donald, who's playing like a lamb, not a ram right now. Playing okay, but he's not made any real impact in the last two games. And he mildly, tepidly complained about the officials. A Maller Show investigation. Does he have a case? Is Aaron Donald getting a raw deal, the Ram defensive star from the Zebras? We discuss that and more, including a guidebook to detect lazy sports talk radio. When you hear these things, that means these talk show hosts are floating on the lazy river of sports talk radio. That's coming your way as well as a bonus here in hour number two.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Donald is not happy. Not that Donald, a different Donald. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond. As we bloviate all of Thanksgiving away here in the overnight hours on the vast, powerful microphones of Fox Sports Radio, emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box. Came up with that on my own, also known as the Geico FSR Studios. So welcome in here. Our lead this hour comes from the NFL, where you can ram it all day, and on this show, you can ram it all night. The Rams have moved up to number two. They're the number two seed in the National Football Conference after that glorious win. And the Rams recently have had some glamorous wins. Wins over the Seattle Seahawks, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both those wins were what's known as unexpected by many football pundits who dismissed the Rams. They're not going to be any good. Well, back-to-back wins after the bye against Seattle and the Buccaneers and a fortuitous schedule the rest of the way. The Rams are looking pretty good at this particular point, but not all is right in Mudville. They have been able to win these games recently without a dominating statistical performance by Aaron Donald. In fact, Monday night, you heard him talked about on the broadcast, but you did not see him make any plays. It was what's known as a silent night on Monday Night Football, and that makes it now back-to-back games where he has been, Aaron Donald, as quiet as a lamb instead of as mean as a ram. He's been as quiet as a lamb. Now, I don't know if you heard what he had to say or not. Maybe you missed it. We have the audio tape here. So Aaron Donald attempted to do a little tap dance. He used some diplomacy when asked about his lack of performance, and he said he's not mad, as Warner Wolf would say. Let's go to the audio tape.
At this end of the day, I don't think I'm playing bad football. You know, I feel like I'm disruptive. I'm still almost making plays, getting quarterback, getting the ball for last minute, whatever the case may be. But just guys around me making plays too. So it's not nothing that I'm mad about. If I was out there playing bad, I'd be more disappointed than that.
All right, there you go. So if it's out there playing bad, I would be more disappointed. So let us discuss. Now, keep in mind that this is just the tip of the spear. Does Aaron Donald have a legitimate gripe here? The Ram defensive star. I'm going to go yes. I am going to go yes on this. I realize I'm a biased witness, but I'm going yes. I've got the totem pole, Sir Isaac Newton, and court order. And we will combine all of these things together and make a Thanksgiving monologue, an original Thanksgiving monologue. Now, to lead off with, we take these gripes on a week-by-week basis. Not all gripes are the same. We pretty much adjudicate all of these situations. But on this one, Aaron Donald, he's gone now two straight games. When I say as silent as a lamb, he has been very quiet. He has not had a tackle or a sack in the last two games against Seattle and Tampa Bay. The Rams, off the record, believe it's because he's being held constantly on every play or every other play, and that the opposing teams have figured out the NFL is not calling that penalty, so the way to stop Aaron Donald is just grab a hold of him. And it's very difficult to dominate when you are being held. Now, the Rams supposedly are going to present a case, and we're going to get to that in a minute. They're going to go to the league office here. Now, typically, when you get a story like this, you file it into the basket that says sour grapes on it. However, not this time. Aaron Donald is the premier defensive lineman in the NFL. He has been living high on the hog for several years. So good, he played in a Super Bowl a couple years back against the New England Patriots, back when the Patriots were good and they had Brady and stuff. Invaluable. Invaluable is a word you could use, an adjective to describe Aaron Donald with the Rams. So we're not talking about some anonymous Joe Blow guy. We're talking about somebody that's a big-time playmaker. And in sports, I understand that there are different guidelines. I think we all understand this, that depending on where you are on the totem pole, like if you're up here, you can't see my hand, but if you're very high on the totem pole, then things are a little different than if you're here. And if you're down here, it's kind of like Fox Sports Radio. Listen, Colin Cowherd is the big star. And he's the money maker, and so he can have 18 producers, and I come in here, and I got Brian Finley on tape, is what I've got, thinking he's doing open mic night at Chuckles Comedy Club. So I mean, these are the different situations. I'm okay with that. I've come to terms with it many years ago, but that's just the way it is. And so you assume the position that when Aaron Donald is high atop the totem pole, things are going to be a little different. Right? I mean, if somebody did an open mic night on Cowherd's show, they would be fired immediately. But, I mean, you want to reach for that rarefied air because of the perks. Right? It's no different. You know, benefit of the doubt is the term that I will use. It's like in baseball, Mookie Betts is an MVP. Mookie Betts is a multiple world champion. And he's very good with the strike zone. So on a 50-50 pitch, right on the outside of the plate that could go either way, could be a ball, could be a strike, the umpire is going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and it's going to be called a ball. All right, LeBron James. I do not like this guy, but Floppy McFlop, King James. But the way the NBA has done business going back to the 80s with Magic and Bird, they determined, they went into a closed room and they whispered in hushed tones and they passed notes back and forth to each other, and that when the star player in the NBA, like LeBron, for example, flops like a fish out of water. When LeBron just gets breathed on, just like that, foul, shooting two. The same concept applies in football. It's obviously much different. The sport of football and the position you play matters and all that. But I believe benefit of the doubt does still apply when you're at the very top of the totem pole. Now, secondly, so the Rams are sending their complaints to the league office, from what we're hearing here. And they've got big data, or data, on their side that they can make a compelling case. All right, what is it? Now, for reference, using some Mallor math here, the best kind of math, Mallor math, which is in the ballpark. All right, so in previous seasons, I saw this stat going on. Aaron Donald has drawn a holding call every 127 snaps. Every 127 snaps, Aaron Donald, against whoever, will get a holding penalty. This season, Aaron Donald has taken 557 snaps. All right, how many penalties has he been able to draw as the premier, preeminent defensive player in pro football? How many penalties has he been able to draw 557 snaps? You got your answer? The answer is number one. It's only one. It's only one. No, wow. Flag. No flag was thrown. If you watch the Monday night game, you remember that play in the end zone when he got grabbed around the neck in the end zone against the Buccaneers? That was not called. An egregious mistake. And so, you know, he has been causing issues without having stats to show for it. You don't have to be Sir Isaac Newton to understand the arithmetic here. My theory, though, is the Rams this is strategic. They've waited this long because it's been all year this has been going on. But now all of a sudden this becomes an issue. And the reason is the Rams think that this will be a competitive advantage to them, bringing this up now, getting the attention of the league office. And they are anticipating that adjustments are going to be made here. I think it's kind of obvious by the time they get in the stretch run. It might not happen this week. The Rams have the Niners in Inglewood on Sunday, but still you're heading into week 12. So the last five games for the Rams, they're trying to hold on to a high seed, can win the division here. They're right there neck and neck with Seattle. And they got that little guy, Kyler Alligator Arms Murray, who's, so this is a big point. This is a big point. So we're going to find out whether or not their plan works or not. Now, lastly, the NFL has indeed made it a point of emphasis. We've talked about it in previous shows to not call holding penalties. We think that's a good idea. We commend them for doing this. We've said this for many years. You don't have to call every holding penalty. Let them play, right? Let them play. That's the battle cry. But here's the thing. You can, by the letter of the law, call holding on every play. So I'm not being disingenuous here. I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth. It is a subjective call. I realize that. The NFL has attempted to make it more objective this season, meaning that only clear and obvious holding penalties, there are plenty of those, should be flagged, although not in the Tampa Rams game when Aaron Donald had a Bucs player wrapping around his neck. So it has paid off. Now, you should never give too many numbers on the radio, especially on Thanksgiving when a lot of people are partying, pre-gaming for Thanksgiving, to get some liquid courage up to hang around with their in-laws. And maybe you're one of those people. So holding calls across the NFL are currently at a 20-season low. You've got to go back to the late 90s and the early 2000s, the last time it was like this. Holding calls across the NFL, there have been 357 offensive holding calls through 11 weeks. That is down from 660 offensive holding penalty calls in the same point in the season. Now, using my computer-like mind, that is a 45% reduction. 45% reduction in holding penalty. That is drastic. Good job by them. Now, that said, Aaron Donald is what's known as the exception to the rule. All right? He's the exception to the rule. We can call it the 1% court order, the court of Mahler. You want to showcase your plum players. That's what you want. Under that statute that we're putting out there, the top 1% of players will be watched differently than the other players. Watched like a hawk by the referees. And if the Rams are going to make any kind of noise in the postseason, then I think we all can agree that they're going to be riding the back of their defense inch by inch. Right? I mean, they really are with Jalen Ramsey and Donald, and they've got a couple other guys that have had good years this year. Rams have the number two defense in the NFL. They're number one in several categories. But that means extra helpings of Aaron Donald. I mean, this guy is a swashbuckling cyborg. He has been that way ever since he entered the NFL with superhuman strength, speed, stamina, all of that. And the Rams defense, second in efficiency and also points allowed per game behind the Indianapolis Colts. The unit ranks third in the NFL with 32 sacks, the defensive side for the LA Rams. So even with this situation with Aaron Donald, the numbers are still there. The numbers, the production is still there. Imagine how good they'll be when that flips around. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that? It is all available to you. You can join the conversation at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. I hope you're having a good Thanksgiving and you're able to spend it with somebody. You know, somebody you like, somebody you're down with. And I know it's been a wonky time here in 2020, but hopefully you'll be able to get a little time in with somebody and enjoy that. That would be nice. All right, 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-996-6369. So we'll take a bunch of these phone calls. We're going to get to that. And also, it is a staple. If you've been with me over the years, and many of you have, and we're grateful for that, It is a staple. I work every Thanksgiving. I'm in here, and at least for part of Thanksgiving, and I will give you, the Sports Talk Radio consumer, a guide to avoid shoddy Sports Talk Radio, a holiday guide, a Thanksgiving guide to avoid shoddy, marginal Sports Talk Radio. I'll give you that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's nothing more powerful than the unified voice of the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show following Big Ben on Twitter at Ben Maller, or our fill-in executive producer, Bo Benson, in for corporate Justin Cooper. You can follow Bo on Twitter at Bo T. Benson. Now back to a man who recently set a Guinness Book World Record for most hours doing radio naked, and now a magazine wants to do a photo shoot. It's Big Ben.
Well, I know Brian, if he was here, I would tell him, I know you want to see me naked, Brian, but I'm sorry. I mean, that's only for certain people get to see that. I know it's a dream come true, but not going to happen. Sorry. All right. Justin in Cincinnati says, Ben, is one of those guides to avoid bad sports talk radio on Thanksgiving just to turn it off when Brian Finley comes on? I'm asking for everyone. Well, that is a sign. I did not make my list. That did not make my list, but I will give that out. I'm a walking encyclopedia on bad sports radio. Now, I've done a lot of it myself, and so I know all of the tells that tell you, the consumer, what is going on here. This person's not prepared. This person's lazy. And we'll give you all of those things. Let's go to the phones, Lo, and let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Let's go to Weed Man Hippie, who's in Miami. Hello, Weed Man Hippie.
Ben, happy Thanksgiving. I love you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Weed Man. Look at
this. And I love Brian Finley.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
My man.
He's the best. He's the best.
No, he's not. Stop that.
Yes.
Did he send you money?
Weedmanhippie@gmail.com.
Did Brian Finley
send me money?
Did Brian Finley send you money?
No, I wish he would. And well, Scott Shapiro, oh I God. Need a show. Put me on the air.
Are we starting this again? You know, I saved you so much money. If we had done Benny and the Weed Man and this had happened, you would have lost all your money. Would have gone, even if the show had been a hit, it would have been canceled during the year 2020.
Yeah, maybe, but I can do a show, Ben. I really can. Scott Shapiro, put me on.
So you're choosing you only have a few minutes on the air, and so far you've begged for money and begged for a job.
Wow.
Yes, pretty productive, no?
Pretty productive, yes. which is really the standard Weed Man show.
I'm covering a lot of ground here.
I know. You're making progress here, Weed Man. You are, and I'm so upset we don't have lame jokes this week because I did.
That's two jokes. No, you're not going to be here tomorrow. Oh, Ben, you are the best. Ben,
what?
Screw Colin Cowherd.
All right,
and definitely screw Clay Travis. Yeah. He's the worst.
Calm down.
You're the only good thing on radio, Ben.
Let me tell you something, Weed Man. You just begged for a job and you just ripped two of the highest paid people that work at the company. That's probably not a good strategy.
But
Weed Man,
Weed Man,
let me tell you something. All right, do you think that's a good way to try to curry favor with management?
Yes, I'm better.
You know, the only place I know that hires callers regularly to do shows is WFAN in New York. They've got several guys at that station that were just callers. I'm not kidding. There's like multiple guys on there that were callers that they gave shows to.
I can't listen to these hacks think they're smarter than everyone. They're not so smart, Ben.
No. And you, of course, Weed Man, you graduated Phi Beta Kappa, yeah?
I can do radio and better than all these people except you. You're the best.
Look at that. You're back in the good graces. All right. Well, you want to go back on hold or should I hang up on you, Weed Man? What do you want? You want to go back or no? All right, we'll put him on hold or whatever. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. There he goes. Where he goes, no one knows. So let's take another call. We will get to the consumer guide to avoid shoddy sports talk radio. And this is a living and breathing document. It's like the Constitution. We add to it. We add to it. We'll get to that. Let's go to, I believe, David in Tennessee. Is David in Tennessee next? All right, he's gone. Let me click refresh on my board. How about Beer Drinking Brian in Kansas City? Hello, Beer Drinking Brian.
Ben, happy Wild Turkey Day to you all. And it's funny following up Weedman. Hey, wouldn't it be an interesting little show with Weedman, me, and Half Pint?
Be very captivating. I would listen.
Hey,
so you would like a job here also?
No, I'm not saying. Hey, I've done the radio. I'm just saying it'd be an interesting little.
Fascinating. It would be riveting. Yeah.
What? I've heard some of y'all gag ons on the fifth hour, and he doesn't pass it. Yeah,
not a fan of the gag on. No, you're not. You're not a fan of that guy. Who do you think is worse? Toss up question. Who's worse, Brian Finley or gag on?
Oh, I like Brian. He's just goofy.
Yeah,
and he did that interview with who I don't remember. I seen it on the website something.
Yeah,
I don't, Ben, come on, you got me on the spot.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah. You said there would be no questions. You wanted no questions. I gave you no questions. Did you know what school Brian Finley graduated from? Do you know that?
I think it was somewhere in California.
No. Well, it wasn't California. It was Goofy Sky School. That's where he graduated from. Goofy Sky School. Yeah. True.
Well, I graduated from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Why are you in Kansas City? You love Minnesota so much. Every call, you don't really talk sports, but when you do, it's about the Vikings, usually, or the Twins. But what are you doing in Kansas City? Why aren't you back in Minnesota?
Half Pint.
Oh, look at that. Chasing love. Look at you. That's romance. Yeah. That is romance. And people think romance is dead. Romance is not dead. All right, I gotta go. But thank you. All right, there he goes. Beer Drinking Brian. We are hitting all the legends. All of the legends. Man, oh man. Jeez. All right, Justin. I don't know that you want to say that about weed, man. I mean, a little harsh, Justin. I know you're not feeling great, but my God. Mikey says, "Happy Gobbles Day." Raider freak, weed man for president. What is up with these idiots? My God. Adam says, hey, can you give all of your nicknames? That's a great idea. I have the most nicknames of anyone at Fox Sports Radio and anyone that does sports talk radio. I have been called over the years, among other things, the Baron of Balderdash, the Big Gallbladder, Bennis the Menace, Captain Knee-Jerk, the General of Degenerates, the Tycoon of Tees, Master of Disaster, the Hustler of Filibuster, the Nightlight of Nightlife, the Pummeler of Producers, Benny Brightside, Manatee of Insanity, Marconi Maller. That's the highest honor you can get in radio. Emissary of Embellishment, Weeknight Windbag, Wizard of Wacky, Slayer of Naysayers, Grand Goober of Gab, Tower of Babel, On, Honest Adonis, Nocturnal Colonel, and the Underdog of Monologue, along with the Holy Pope of the Slippery Slope. And that's only half. That's 23. I have 46 officially sanctioned nicknames, 46 of them. At some point we'll get the other ones, but we play the hits here. The customer is always right. Adam wanted it. We gave it to him. The burner account writes in regarding the opening monologue. He says, Benjamin, this doesn't have anything to do with the monologue, but just give you a heads up. Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Garcia is not hosting the show when you're off, and I'm taking off that night too. There you go. All right, well, feel free to take a listen. I mean, you're not forced to listen. I mean, it's not a police state yet, but you can do whatever you want. You listen or you don't. We'd rather have you listen, Be better if you listen. Rob in Vegas says, humble request, Mr. Maller, since it's the holiday season, can we please not bring up that China-loving fraud and ass clown, Whopper James? Much appreciated. Enjoy your turkey today. Well, very kind, Rob. You're in the spirit of Thanksgiving. You're in the spirit of Thanksgiving. All right, we'll get to that. We will give you also, I promise here, without further ado, the consumer guide that you need, must-listen radio, on how to avoid lazy, shoddy sports talk radio. As you know, I am the king of the PSA, and they'll see you before you see them. All right, I've got that, and you know, I'm here to help. Iconic public service announcements in the overnight. So think of this as another PSA. This is an unpaid for PSA. A staple of these Thanksgiving shows. And this is a living, breathing tool that we say, it's like the Constitution, right? It's alive. We add to it. We change things around. It's all of that. It's all of that. So factor that in as you listen here. And just like the Constitution, just like a living, breathing document is what it is. So these are some of the things. These are the tells. And I love when I check in every once in a while on Thanksgiving and I get people to say, hey, I heard this guy doing this. Now, I want to show, I'm sure nobody that works here at Fox Sports Radio will do any of these things. But as the soundbite we used to play back in the day said, these things are a dead giveaway, dead giveaway. All right. So when you hear the person on the radio say, what in sports are you thankful for? Which athlete are you thankful for? What team are you thankful for? That is a sign that the talk show host has done no prep and is doing evergreen talk radio. All right, here's another one. If Player X was a Thanksgiving food dish, what food dish would Player X be? Always, always a lazy man's way to go. And this is one, if you want to do the negative, you would say, who's the biggest turkey in sports? Who's the biggest turkey in sports? Oh, makes my skin crawl when I think about it. Another one is, this is interchangeable with Christmas. Who would you like to invite to Thanksgiving dinner? And then they add the twist, dead or alive. Dead or alive. Somebody in sports you would like to invite to Thanksgiving dinner, dead or alive. It's a sign that the person you're listening to on the radio has done no prep, showed up, not prepared, and is just on the lazy river, floating along. La, 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 la. I'm on the lazy river. La, 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 la. All right. How about this? This is a good one, too. Name the athlete who gets extra stuffing. Name the athlete that gets extra stuffing. Now, my personal favorite, which is relatively new in recent years, it is a rather new invention. Within, I'd say, the last 5 years or so, this has become something that a lot of these guys do, because they got nothing else to do. The Thanksgiving draft with food dishes. Turkey, stuffing. Who's got the number one pick? Who's in the lot? What's the last dish picked? Sweet potato? Pumpkin pie? Oh, my God. I just want to punch myself in the nose over and over and over when I hear that. So, listen, I don't think anyone that I know would do these things. I know professionals. Nobody that works here will do that. But if you are listening and you happen to hear somebody violate one of these lazy river sports talk radio evergreen topics, you know, send me a note. Say, hey, Ben, I heard the, you know, so-and-so. I always like reports on the front line. Always enjoy those reports on the front line. So there you go. That's the public service announcement. Independent, giving you liberty from lazy sports talk radio. That's right. We're giving you liberty. There you go. All right. It's Ben Maller's show. We press on. We'll get back to the calls. Also, we got Maller to the Third Degree with Bo the Show. Maller to the Third Degree. And here is the Insta trivia. And here we go. Blank has the highest road winning percentage in NFL history. We're talking about coaches here. Blank has the highest road winning percentage in NFL history. Minimum 100 games. Again, history of football. Blank coach has the highest road winning percentage in that sport. Minimum 100 games. That's the question. The answer, and Maller to the Third Degree. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
The Ben Maller Show is scientifically proven to help make time fly by while working the third shift. We have a track record of almost 20 years of nocturnal service. Help support our daily battle against insomnia. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We need your support. Now more from Big Ben, the King of Clowns.
Wow. Man, you really got to work on your joke writing. It's just, it's embarrassing.
The fact that you admit that it's a joke actually makes it funny, even though you didn't laugh.
This is a national show. We're not some local hack radio show. We're a national show. You're on hundreds of radio stations. You're embarrassing yourself right now.
No, I'm embarrassing you.
There's actually like seven people listening right now. They're all shaking your head. I can't believe it. Look at this. Ryan writes in, says, quoting LeVar Ball, "Stay in your lane, Fenley." How about that?
Yeah, you guys, Mahler Militia, do that all the time. They say that to anybody that has to fill in this chair.
Well, you've bogarted the shift. Wreck-It Ralph says, what about me? You know, he thinks I banned him from the show. No, you're just bogarting the time. Anyway, well, listen, you're distracting me right now. I have a very important business. It's an Insta-trivia question, and here it is. Blank has the highest road winning percentage among all coaches in NFL history with a minimum 100 games coached. Johnny Q is going with Bill Belichick. Bean Boot Maker Bob, that's an interesting name, says Don Cherry is the answer. Who else do we have? Mark the Walker's got jokes also. Chris Wanky from Will in Pennsylvania. Clark Kent tossed out by the Real Martin and the boys at the airport in Denver. Weeb Eubank from Wally in Florida. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, checks in with Tom Landry. As his answer, Scott Linehan from Rob in Minnesota, a coaching legend. Richie Pettibone, there's a good name, from Oscar. Who else? We have George Hallis from Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield. Mayor Parker the Snow Dog is going with Wayne Fonts. I want Parker to know, and Parker's master there, that I have in my home studio here, I have a Parker the Snow Dog bumper sticker that was given to me by Parker the Snow Dog. And it's right in front of me. I'm staring at it right now. You can't see it because we're on the radio. Chris in Des Moines going with Archell. And 00 Mexican got it right. Bad job by you. Mike Holmgren from Brad. The Road Dog. Jesse James guessed by Rob in Vegas. Who else do we have here? Steve Spurrier tossed out by Nick. Do you have an answer, Brian Fenley?
Yes, it is Kevin Pitsnoggle.
I thought that guy was going to be good in the NBA. Then he got to the NBA and sucked. And I don't know. He played with he was with the Celtics and then didn't really have any career.
Do you remember when
he was a great college player? He had a huge tournament. He knocked down those money balls. He was good.
The game against Wake Forest in the NCAA tournament, taking down Chris Paul, double overtime, I believe. That was one of his classic games.
Big man that can shoot. Big man that can shoot. All right. The answer to the instant trivia. Andy Reid of your Kansas City Chiefs, 107-66-1. That's a .616 winning percentage, and that is the highest of any coach with 100 or more games. And that leads us into...
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Bo, the show.
How's it going, Ben? How are you doing?
I'm working on Thanksgiving. You know things are not going that well.
No, I know. I feel you. Yeah. Let's get started here. So a lot has been made about the Lakers and Clippers moves this offseason, at least on this show. But the Pelicans did get a couple of nice pieces in their trade for their Drew Holiday trade. Everyone's favorite Kiwi Steven Adams joined the team, as well as Eric Bledsoe. Do you like the Pels to make the playoffs this season?
All right. So listen, I'm pulling for the Po' Boys of the Bayou there. The Pelicans are the team that all fatties should like, because Zion Williamson and Stan Van Gundy are each going to gobble down an entire turkey today by themselves. So we like the fat athlete. We like the fat coach. And then B, it is going to be a neck-and-neck race, because if you look at the West, I've got the Clippers, Lakers, Warriors, Mavericks, Nuggets, and Jazz as all locks for the postseason. That leaves a couple of slots open. Then you've got like the Rockets. If they trade James Harden, they're out, which means the Pelicans, Suns, and Grizzlies will be fighting it out for those final playoff spots, along with the Trailblazers as well. All right, next!
Jared Goff said in an interview on Tuesday that he sees no limitations to how far the Rams can go this season. Ben, realistically, what are their limitations?
All right, well, he's the limitation, right? I will agree, first of all, the NFC is wide open. It's wide open. All these teams are flawed. Like, the AFC's pretty cut and dry. Kansas City's the top team. Pittsburgh's got the better record, but Kansas City's the better team. Talent-wise, you'd bet on Kansas City. So the Rams' defense is good enough to carry them. I say to the conference championship or even a Super Bowl, I just don't think they're good enough to actually win the Super Bowl because of the quarterback. The wall is that they have to play, at some point, the Chiefs likely. Good luck on that. And Jared Goff is a big bag of suck in big moments. I don't know how you get around that. He's an average quarterback. You can get to a Super Bowl. They've done it with Jared Goff. But Sean McVay's going to have to hide him. And that he is the weakest link. Jared Goff, next!
After beating the Vikings last weekend, Mike McCarthy said, "This is the team we've been trying to build." Ben, as ridiculous as that is, the Cowboys still have a shot at the playoffs, as does the entire trash pile that is the NFC East. Who's going to win the division?
Dallas. I'm going to go with Dallas here. I'm not being a homer because they're playing today. The Cowboys have the most manageable path to the postseason. They got key players back on defense. They're playing a little defense, not much. Jerry Jones' team, they have the most winnable games and the fewest unwinnable games. The only unwinnable game you would say is with the Ravens. Outside of that, it's a very workable schedule. You've got the injury-ravaged Bengals and 49ers back-to-back week 14 and 15. And then if it's not the Cowboys, the second point here, if it's not the Cowboys, then I would go with Joe Judge's Giants. There's no way I can put any faith in Carson Wentz. He blows. And the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins, I cringe every time I watch Alex Smith play because of the mangled leg that he had back in the day. And they're just a bad team. So I'm going to go Cowboys. And then if they don't make it, I'll go Giants. All right, there it is. Bo, the show. How did we do?
3 for 3. Jared Goff stinks.
Hit it out of the park. Ding, ding, ding. That's a home run.